You're listening to a podcast from 702. 702.
Comment by Polani Gwala.
So while the political bickering and the fights about whether or not to implement the Mining Charter 3 and whether it's going to go to court and whether there's a moratorium on the new rights, while all of those fights are continuing, the issue that is going on unabated is the issue of jobs bloodbath in the sector. Just incredible numbers. Just this morning, we're learning that 2,651 jobs are set to go at Bokoni. Bokoni Platinum, the joint venture between Anglo-American Platinum as well as Atlatsa Resources, has given notice of its intention to retrench 2,651 workers, signaling the latest blow to jobs in the mining industry. Now, 2,651 jobs. If you were to say, if you were to times that by 10, and this is taking the research that says each mining job supports about 10 people, you're looking at way over 26,000 people that will be affected just by this retrenchment from this mine. And remember, just 5 days ago, AngloGold Ashanti confirmed that it is going ahead with the retrenchment of 8,500 miners in three mines in the Free State and Gauteng. 8,500. Again, apply the same math. 8,500 times 10, you're looking at 85,000 families that will be directly affected by these job losses. Nobody's coming up with a solution to this problem. The fragility of the mining sector is laid bare for all of us to see on a day-to-day basis, yet there is nobody who is leading, nobody who is decisive enough about what we do in order to protect the sector and protect these jobs. What you see happening here at Klipspruit West is got nothing to do with race, in my view. It's got a lot to do with these jobs that are going. So if you think about this, a job of a principal who supports his family and the extended family, that is what the communities are fighting about. And think about all of these 2,600 people who will go back to the rural areas and fight with the people over there, fight over the crumbles or whatever, or the crumbs, I beg your pardon, and whatever else is left in as far as jobs are concerned. This is stuff instability is made of. This is stuff that countries collapse on, where people just go there, do absolutely nothing. They are part of this service delivery protest on a day-to-day basis. Unfortunately, we're not led. Unfortunately, we just lack that decisive intervention and leadership that's going to go to the Minister Msebenzi Zwane and say, listen, you've got to sit down with the industry, find a solution. We cannot afford this as a country. We cannot afford the instability that's going to come out of these job losses.